Let's discuss more about the klipot, the barriers between our body and our soul, that, as Eitan said, the spiritual parasites that grab the light once we've lost the light because we were reactive. There's a ladder in the way we can understand how klipot affect us. In the beginning, a person makes a short circuit. He's reactive. He does something he's not supposed to do. He gets a little bit of energy. He loses that energy, feels bad about it. We all can relate when we're making mistakes that we know we shouldn't be doing. What happens is, as we feed that level of the klipa just by making innocent mistakes, and we don't handle it, we don't break the klipot, we don't transform, which we'll discuss in the future, it elevates to another level, and it becomes eventually an addiction. What is an addiction? I feel a craving for something that I know is bad for me, but I can't help myself. Is it you that's craving it? Or is it the negative forces inside of us that's craving it? For example, if a person has parasites in their physical body, and these parasites crave sugar, you throughout the day will also crave sugar. It's not that your body wants it, it's that the parasites inside you are telling you, give me sugar. So when we're not dealing with our klipot, with our negativity, and we're just allowing it to continue, it gets stronger and it becomes an addiction. It starts to control us and it becomes much harder to change. The next level of that, when we're not dealing with our negativity and breaking through these klipot, these shells, is it becomes a belief system. What do we know about belief systems? It's very subconscious and we start to justify them. My belief system is, if I don't protect myself in a relationship, I'm gonna get hurt. So I'm never gonna be vulnerable. That's a belief system. It's not true. It's not what the Creator wants from us. It's not what's going to bring us joy, love, peace, and happiness and help me finish my correction in this world. It's something that the negative forces inside me, the klipot, are telling me to do. Hey, protect yourself. Hey, be controlling over all your employees. Hey, do something reactive because you now believe that that's the way you're going to be happy. And after something that becomes a belief system, if we keep with that belief system, it becomes just a lifestyle. It becomes something that I start to interject into every part of my life. I start to teach my kids the same thing. I start to teach my son, hey, don't open your heart right away in your relationships. Protect yourself. It's a tough world out there. Protect yourselves. We start to teach people these false belief systems. So this is the ladder of how klipot gradually influence us and eventually take our power away. People think they're in control, but really these parasites that we've fed through repetitive reactive behavior end up controlling our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, and our minds.
And the most difficult thing about it, that we actually believe that those feelings that comes from the klipot, those are my feelings. I'm owned by the klipa. So, for example, one day I love myself and I respect myself. The next day, I feel I'm lousy and I don't know where it's coming from. And I believe that's my true identity. I am lousy. I don't have strength. I don't have power.
Some people hate themselves. What do you hate yourself? What does that mean? These emotions, no one hates themselves. So why would I actually discredit myself and not feel the light within me? Because the klipot have been sucking all this light out. So of course you don't feel the light. It's being sheltered, it's being hidden by these forces. And by the way, just by understanding that and just by knowing that, you're already dematerializing these shells. A lot of things in Kabbalah are just recognize them. As soon as you recognize them, you take their power away. It's always the first step.
This is the beginning of cleansing.
That's the beginning of cleansing.
The
That's always the first step.
The beginning of cleansing is recognition.
Because we don't want people to think, I got to finish it all now. Because a lot of people say, amazing concepts. How do I get there? Just by wanting to get there, just by recognizing it, it's probably already 90%.
So let me give you a practical example how it's so important to keep in mind. Let's say I feel lousy about myself. And I feel weak because it became a belief system. I'm attached to this feeling that stems from the klipa. It's not the real me, it's the illusionary me. So, Kabbalistically, the way to begin actually to cleanse it, beside being aware, one second, my soul never feels lousy about myself. I always believe that everything that I have and everything that I am, include my tikkun, it's exactly the way it should be today, and I should love and respect myself. So the fact that you're making an effort to love and to appreciate yourself in the midst of being aware of your klipot and in your tikkun, it's already breaking away from the addiction of the klipot, beginning. Because the sense of liking myself, not liking myself, comes from the klipa.
Absolutely, absolutely. I always tell myself, if I ever have a negative thought about myself to the point where it's draining me and it's not being productive, I say it's a lie. It's a lie, it must be coming from the shells. It's just a practical thing always to remember. The light never, we all have the light inside of us. So the fact that I feel bad about myself, it's a lie. That's just a belief system we already should adopt.
Another tool to recognize I'm haunted by the klipa is that I'm getting fulfillment from place of separation. Means if I'm above someone, I feel good about myself. If I'm below someone, I feel horrible about myself. It's about comparing to someone else. It comes from divide and conquer. It comes from illusionary ladder of society. Am I above? Am I below? I feel horrible if they're better than me. I feel above if I'm better than them. So whenever energy of fulfillment, it's actually connects to separation and division, it's another indication this energy comes from the klipa and not from the real me.
Absolutely.